Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Please be prepared to leave your comfort zone immediately. The construct and belief system that surrounds you will be deconstructed. We will take you beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond.
Well, greetings. Indeed, greetings. Yes. This is a very momentous show. It's the last of the Blog Talk Radio shows, and it's the end of this last cycle and the beginning of the next cycle. On Sunday, I'll be starting a two-hour show, as opposed to this half-hour show, on Liberty Broadcasting Network, and there'll be links. I'll be putting links in the chat box every so often. And you can also get the show directly from everbeyond.info. So do visit that. Let's just put that in the chat box. www.everbeyond.info. There, see, it's live. Doing this live. So one of the first things that I thought I'd do this day, and I might do this for every day at the beginning of each show, which is an invocation. I suppose you could call it like a kind of prayer, but it's an invocation. Prayer is kind of saying, oh, please, please, please. But an invocation is like, I'll have this, that, and the other. Basically, it's to bring your monad and your soul and physical body and everything else into alignment. If you were to, I'll maybe post the words of it in the website when the archive comes up, because it's a very handy little thing, and it's a way of centering your whole body. So if everybody can kind of have a little shake, loosen up their bodies, and deep breath, let this out. It just takes a minute, and it's a lovely thing for centering. So when I say I, you take it on because you're saying it for yourself as well. So I'm saying it as if everybody is saying it. That makes a lot of sense if I just say I rather than you. So if you want, I'll say it slowly, and you can say it after me, but if you listen to the archive, it's only a half-hour archive, and you can check this one out. I invoke the power, the love, and the wisdom of my ashram, soul, and monad to guide me into the right activity in the plan, to clarify and stimulate and inspire my mind, to transform and transmute my feelings and emotions, to energize and vitalize and heal my physical and etheric body, so there is a normal flow of energy in my physical and etheric body. Through this day and every day, I ask this in the name of the Christ to serve the One. So, now we're all sitting here aligned. I have a caller waiting on the line. Do call in if you want to speak to me. It's only a half-hour show, so I may possibly go into depth, but if you call in, we can go into greater depth. But let's just talk about the monad for a minute. A lot of people are getting readings here, and I'm saying some people have first-ray monad, some people have second-ray monad, and they have this. And the monad is the kind of true human behind the human. It's the human spirit, the fragment of the large galactic human that you are. You're like a cell. We're all cells in the galactic person. And we have energies which come from the mind or the heart or the throat center of the galactic being. And you see, every being has chakras. Every solar system has chakras. Every galaxy has chakras. And they correspond with being, like planets have chakras and countries have chakras, islands. Everything has chakras. And so everything gets organized. That's what organization is all about, having chakras. Things that function have one particular function. The heart doesn't do what the liver does. You know, the kidneys don't do what the spleen does. Each organ has its function. And within those, that's we're talking about the way that things will be organized in the future. People will recognize the way that people function, hopefully, through their rays, as if it was something that was a kind of natural recognition that somebody is a particular way. So they have a particular kind of function. They've given particular kinds of jobs rather than everybody being taught the same thing, that people are taught according to their particular energies. That's my vision of the schools of the 21st century and beyond, is that people recognize different kinds of talents, and it's not just for the elites, but for everybody, because we're all elite, really, on the galactic sense. So I'm going to first go over to our friend Gabriel here. And Gabriel, you're on the line, you're on the air. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. It's probably not evening. Is it early afternoon for you?
Yeah, it's 4:30 for me.
4:30. Oh, tea time.
Yeah, in the afternoon.
So, we were talking about the different monads and the different soul rays and different talents and organization. So I'm going to sort of bring you into this by talking first of all about the monad energy, which is the galactic being that you are representing here on Earth, that you're a fragment of. You see, people, when they go up to a very high kind of beingness, they identify with gods. That's because that's like fragments of one. An enormous being, a being that, you know, is incomprehensibly large. But it's because we're also incomprehensibly small to them. And that's the monad. And it determines our purpose. We align with the purpose of the monad that we're on. And the monad group that you belong to is the second ray of love and wisdom. So your group is known as the monads of love, which is quite a nice little sound, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of, it's like your expression. Everything is, now, I use this word expression, and I'm using it in a very specific sense. Expression is like the, the only image that comes to my mind is really very gross. But anyway, basically, if you took a kind of rubber balloon and filled it with water, and into the neck of the thing you put a straw, that straw is illustrating the expression of the water. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does.
Yeah? So the water is expressing through the straw. Yeah? You get that image?
Yeah, I got it.
So your soul energy expresses through you in that same way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The monad expresses through you as your will. as your kind of overarching life purpose. In fact, monad, you could say, represents the purpose of your entire life, lifetime after lifetime thread. Your soul represents your life purpose. And your personality is your interface into the world. It's the end of the straw. That's what the personality is.
So my past lives have kind of been based on the same thing?
You could say that, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what you love, you'll always have loved. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's how people recognize their... That's how people recognize their soul partners. Because they, you know, they just recognize them because they've always loved them.
Yeah,
so,
that makes a lot of sense, actually, because I guess I'm developing spiritually and developing some gifts that I wasn't completely aware of. And somebody had given me some insight, and that kind of makes sense because they told me that I'm here to spread love and I guess share my knowledge and stuff that I will completely understand a little later in my life.
Mm-hmm. So currently, you're going through transitions. Everybody's going through a transition at this time. Are you going from more of a transition of from doing to kind of organizing of? Is that a sensible way of putting it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I feel like
it's like a. Come again.
Oh no! Go ahead.
So what I'm asking is, are the movements that you're making from, is it like a kind of career move, but like a kind of promotion, kind of thing?
Well, I don't have a job or anything right now, but I'm definitely feel like I'm closer to like getting a job and transitioning all of my. I feel like I'm coming into a new direction. I had some health problems and stuff like that, so I hadn't been able to work, but I feel like those are starting to go away. So I do feel like I'm transitioning into more of a working mentality. I didn't have that before. I was kind of trapped in negative and worried about my health. And now that spiritually stuff is starting to develop, I think I'm transitioning into that too. So I'm looking forward, reaching out to people that can help me spiritually grow, and also employment. And so yeah, I would say that I'm full of transitions and kind of organizing to figure out how all of this is going to work out.
Yeah, looking for a place to put things together in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you work with groups at all?
No, but I had just recently contacted a lady near me that works in groups, and she is willing to show me some, I guess, techniques and stuff like that. I think I've been having a problem with entities around me, and so she's going to teach me how to empower myself more, I guess, and kind of keep them at bay and, you know, stuff like that.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
I actually just spoke with her today.
So this is one of the things about the Seventh Ray group, that they're the people who form groups, you know, things like large global events and, you know, like Live Aid or All You Need Is Love, or all those kind of global link-up events. Lots and lots of people doing the same thing, all over the world. You know, like the guy dancing all over the world, and all those viral things. People are really into that, and this is part of the new energy of the future. We're going to be much more involved in communities, and Have you felt like the need to live in a community or move towards something more with other people built around you?
Yeah, definitely. I feel that, as a matter of fact, that's one of the main things that I wanted to do. I wanted to move, and because of my health, it kind of gave me a lot of frustration. But I have, for a while now, felt the urge to move. And I feel like there's bigger things coming for me. And yeah, so I definitely can identify with that. And one of the insights that I got, they told me that they didn't really see a whole bunch, but they told me, they said, I see a light, but she's going straight from your head up. And she told me, and to me, that she's up first, she said, I don't mean that you come from like another planet, but I feel that you are not from here, and I feel that you are from a place very spiritual. And she said, and I think that there is going to be a lot of good things in your future. So that kind of makes sense by what you're telling me. I knew nothing about the whole seventh ray and what they, you know, how they work or whatever, you know, organizing global events, and but I've definitely wanted to get out and do stuff. I've always felt that. I felt that for a long time, and I think that part of my blockages and stuff right now is because I don't think I'm completely on my soul path right now, and I think that has to do with the health problems that I went through, and I kind of let that block me, and so I think that's a lot of where the frustration came from, and angst, and, you know, all that stuff, I guess, when you're not following your path.
Poor old third-ray personality. I'm sorry, Gabriel, but having a third-ray personality means you can think up excuses until the planet exploded. That's the dark side of it. It's very good at making excuses and not getting on with things. And I would probably say this is your spiritual kick in the tail, because that if you've always wanted to do something and you turn yourself towards it, it will start manifesting for you. If it's something that's going to make you feel love and joy to do, just do it.
Yeah. Did you say it was a third ray being?
Third ray personality. Okay, so we've got to the soul ray, which is the seventh ray. You may also start getting connections with crystals and things like that.
Yeah.
And a seventh ray soul likes things a lot tidier than third ray personalities do.
Yeah.
And so you may find yourself transforming about the way you keep yourself and your way. Or you may find yourself in conflict, but I think the advice is go with it. You know, if you feel like getting a haircut and not growing, having your hair long, go along with that. Otherwise, you know, somebody will cut it for you, you know.
Okay.
This is one of the things, you know, you get these little urges to do things. You think, oh, I think I'll just do that. It feels really random at the time. But though that's your soul speaking. And if you go along with that, the more you go along with that, the more your life turns out right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do.
Because we often find ways of counteracting that little impulse. You know, you go, oh, nah, I've been there. I don't need to do that. And, you know, you might have met someone there by going to have your hair cut at a particular place, you know?
Yeah.
You see how that might happen, you know? So open yourself to lots of opportunities.
Okay.
And, yes, don't worry about not being on your soul path.
Okay.
Mr. Keith in the chat room said, you can't be anywhere except on your spiritual path, dude.
Okay.
Yeah,
I understand completely what you're saying. I've done that recently. I do get those urges, you know, my soul speaking to me, but and I have ignored some in the past and recent, and so yeah, I'm definitely gonna be open to that more and kind of just go with it.
Absolutely. Angel Gabriel, bless your heart. Hey, anyone calling in? Let's have a caller. Don't mind. Even if I've read you before, we'll talk about stuff. Call in. 646-929-0353. You can call in using Skype even. It's free. Thank you very much, Gabriel.
Yeah,
you on
thank
your
you.
Way.
Thank you.
Right, you can stay listening. I'll just mute you though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Muted. There you go. Ignore it. Yeah. That's right. That's right. So, reading the signs. Often we're given signs by our higher selves. My own opinion of my higher selves, like I was saying, you know, this stream of lifetimes, that had to be our life, you know, our higher selves. All the different lifetimes that you've ever had and never will be exist already in a higher dimension. And if you can get up to that spirit level, which is the level of the monad, which is not really tricky, it's not that hard, It does take a bit of harmlessness, because it doesn't like the kind of conflict of the duality of believing in this and believing in that and all of that stuff. It's quite fragile. It's a bit like a deer or something like that. You can't approach it with an energy of aggression or anything like that, because it'll just run away. So that's the way you approach your soul in that way. It's a delicate creature. Beautiful and delicate, all of ours. So, I still have no callers. I will rant on more. you can probably hear my housemate washing up downstairs. Do not be alarmed. It was a delicious chili, I must say. So, yes, I'm going to be moving. On Sunday, I'll be having a two-hour show on libertybroadcastingnetwork.com. Already there, already started, and she'll be starting in an hour's time, is Muggsy. Ms. Muggsy has her show on this new station. We're just sorting out a few of the technical glitches and hitches, getting the chat rooms organized, and this is a very new network, Liberty Broadcasting Network. I'll just drag that in. That didn't work. I have to copy and paste then. There we go. Yes. There, it's live. Check the delay. So, Liberty Broadcasting Network. Yes, I'll be on at whatever time it is, minus 52 minutes. I'll be starting at that time. So, in American, it's 3 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Central time, and 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I'll be going on for 2 hours after that. And you'll be able to call in, and I'll be able to speak a little more and maybe do a bit of Ray teaching before I take calls. And it's been very nice to meet with you all, and it's lovely to mix. We have a hand up. There we go. That's nice. I do like to have a caller. You're on the air. Who's that?
Hi, is this, can you hear me?
Yes, I can indeed. Good evening.
Oh, good. Hi, Jerry. It's Margie Ann.
Oh, hello, Margie Ann.
I don't know. I can't hear myself, so I'm using my cell phone this time. I'm hoping you can hear me better than using my computer, better than using Skype.
I can
Skype.
Hear you absolutely perfectly.
Oh, wonderful.
Absolutely
great.
Perfectly. There is no interference. We have
okay.
all the time in the world. Now, is that my end, that clattering? I think that's snow. That actually sounds like hail. Hang on. Let me just check.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, making a rather clattering sound, the hail. Anyway, yes, Margie Ann, good evening, finally.
Yes, good evening. Yeah, I just thought I'd give you a call because you said, you know, call in anyone. So I thought maybe we could further elaborate if you feel like doing a more of an elaboration on my soul ray reading. That would be wonderful. Just a thought.
Okay. So where did I get to? What numbers did I give you?
Well, the last time I believe you said I was a second ray monad. A seventh ray soul, and we weren't too sure between the fourth or the sixth ray personality. We were kind of going back and forth between the two.
Right. That's good. Yes. Now, I did do a little inquiry about that. And, yes, I did a bit of extra inquiry while Magda was talking. And so what I got to was that... Now, tell me if I'm right about this, because, you know, I'm not psychic, so what I have to do is I have to guess and then ask
sure.
if that's right or wrong. Okay, so
okay.
What I got to was that you've grown up in a very, you had a very, very difficult childhood.
Yes.
And it was very dogmatic. Like a heavy religion or something like that?
Not really. There was no religion other than brought up with the armed forces.
With armed forces? Right.
Yes.
So there was loyalty there.
Yes.
Was there a kind of overarching, rather crazy patriotism or something like that?
No, not... I wanted out. I didn't want any part of it. I don't think my father liked
actually. Okay, so because what I'm getting is that there's like an overlay that in order to fit in, you had to change who you were. Almost like you had to be a play actor or a body double or something like that. Am I getting anywhere with this?
On a certain level, yes. I don't fit in with most people because of my own higher spiritual belief and knowing. So, yeah, it's a struggle for me to relate to people on a religion level. I'm definitely a spiritual, universal type spiritual person, not a religious person.
Interesting. Yeah, because what I was getting was I got a sixth ray personality, and then I got a fourth ray personality. Is that right?
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, and then so I'm wondering why I would get both, and sometimes when I get more than one, it's because there's what's called a subray. Now it's very likely that you may be working off some kind of karma, and that may include things that this might be a bit heavy, but I mean battles with the. Things like alcoholism or some form of addiction or obsession or, you know, stuff that takes you down some very dark corridors.
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of that in my family. I'm kind of the white sheep. I don't really have those issues, but everyone in my family does. So I'm trying to deal with them on my level, and it's been very, very hard. I think I also have a little bit of OCD, ADD, ADHD that I deal with personally. I've had some very dark times dealing with really others more than myself.
Okay, give me a second. We'll come back after the break. Stay on the line. I'm just going to thank everybody for coming tonight.
Thank you.
I have... you're very welcome, but do stay on the line. Don't go away. We'll talk some more. And it'll be on the archive when it gets published, which is in about an hour or so. If anybody's wishing to join in, they have less than 30 seconds to do so. If you want to, you can call in on 1-646-990-353. But please, on Sunday, come and visit Liberty Broadcasting Network. You'll hear my voice splatter all over the adverts and things there. And I've done some various voiceovers and jingles and what we call bumpers in the trade. So that's what we're going to be doing on Sunday. And every Sunday after that at 11 p.m. GMT and those times that I mentioned. Thank you very much and good night. So, Margie.
Yes.
How are you doing now?
Good. Nice to chat with you.
Yes, indeed. So now we've got basically you are part of a large group. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'd say 80% of the people that have had call-ins into this show are from your 80%? Soul group.
80%, yeah. Seventh Ray?
Yeah, because that's wow. It's unsurprising. It's not surprising me at all, because we're now in the 21st century, and the Seventh Ray people are the people of the future, the people of the Aquarian age.
Makes sense.
And the Sixth Ray people, the Sixth Ray souls, are on their way out. But these are the people who abused us when we were children.
Ah.
And these are the people whose karma we took on.
Yes.
And have taken until now to deal with. And that's
great.
What I'm talking about, this sixth ray subray, that you've had a personal issue of dealing with a particular chunk of karma. And so well done.
With family, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because we get dumped into these families, and we have to survive it.
Yes.
And we survive it by transmuting the negative energy.
Right. Right.
But the way we transmute it is through ourselves, is through our beings, through the experience of experiencing their pain. They give us their pain. We share their pain. We feel it for them.
That's for sure.
And then we transmute it by not putting it onto another. By just sinking it. Do you know, do you know what a heat sink is? Say you had something very hot, and then you took a piece of metal and you pressed it onto the hot thing. The metal would conduct the heat away, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a heat sink. So that's the way we deal with karma. We take it on and we ground it out.
Okay.
Without passing it on. You see,
yeah.
That's the part of harmlessness and how harmlessness deals with karma.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, are you relating to the sixth ray personality or the sixth ray soul?
So the sixth ray personality is the result of the abuse, if you like, by the sixth ray soul.
Okay,
family.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the Sixth Ray Soul Family is the outgoing dark cabal.
Yes, gotcha there.
Yeah? And, you know, they're abusive and manipulative and bullying and all those other things that they are that represent the old way.
Right. So when we were talking about...
Yeah,
sorry.
What are we talking about?
Yes, I just have to pay attention to the delay, I guess.
Yes, sorry.
So, when we were talking about the sixth ray personality and swinging to the fourth ray personality, where does the fourth ray personality come in, do you think?
Okay, the fourth ray personality is how can I put this? On when it goes weak, and when it exhibits its kind of what we call the glamour side. And it doesn't mean glamour in sort of nice photographs, but glamour in terms of an illusory side, is that it tries to keep peace at any cost, and usually at cost to itself.
Exactly. That's what I've been going through my whole life, yes.
This is what I'm saying about kind of pretending to be something that you're not. Because you're so good at pretending how to be something for others.
Basically, trying to please others at the sacrifice of myself, I guess you could say.
Yes. Yeah. And the 4-3 personality is a master at doing that.
Oh, okay.
Because it's psychic, so it knows exactly what the other person is expecting. It's able to flow with other people's expectations.
Yes, exactly.
Is to be driven by the soul.
Yes. Great. That makes sense.
And so I would imagine that you had you would have connections with community or group work already?
I used to. Not anymore, but I would like to again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in that case, you may be involved in some kind of healing venture. Does that make sense? Groups?
It's been my desire, though I haven't figured out how yet, but it has been my desire.
Don't figure anything out.
Good.
just focus on what you'd love to do. The universe does the rest.
Shall do.
You know, give yourself a break.
Yeah, I'm very artistic, and as long as I'm creating music, being artistic and all the things I love to do, I'm happy. So I know it's important to stick with that, and maybe at some point I can use that to help heal others. Not sure how, but maybe down the road.
Do you have a connection with Africa or drumming?
Love drumming, yes.
Yeah. Africa has a 7-4 soul personality combination.
Oh, good. Yes, love Africa. It's a 7-4. Good, I'll make note of that.
So it would benefit you to maybe even join a drumming circle or something like that.
I have
once
my own set of drums.
Yeah,
and
got a
I do
drum
play.
Kit.
What's that?
You can have a drum kit.
I have a professional drum kit plus many other small, just hand drums that I play with myself. But I thought about joining a drum group, but I guess I keep to myself, so I basically do it alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's time to start sharing, because there's healing work to be done. And part of the healing of the seventh ray group, of the bringing together, you're going to be meeting a lot more of your soul group in the next few months.
I hope I can find them in my community. It would be nice.
They'll start popping up. They are everywhere, you know, there's a vast amount of you. Seventh-ray souls all waking up, all rubbing their eyes and saying, how can I meet with my others? So rhythm is a key to the seventh-ray. Order.
Oh,
rhythm.
Wonderful.
Okay. So where there is rhythm, you will find seventh-ray people.
Great.
So, drum circles, definitely healing drum circles, shamanic drum circles. You see, the path of the shamanic drummer is the healing through rhythm and frequency.
I think I would love that.
Yeah, I think you would do.
I live in a small community.
Mm-hmm.
So there are native reservations in the area. It might be something to look into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hook up with the shaman. That'd be cool.
Yeah, if I could find one. I mean, where does one look for a shaman in your area?
You don't look. They'll find you.
He'll find me.
Yeah.
I guess I have to be out and about a little to be found.
Yeah, hang out.
Yeah.
No, really. I mean, hang out. Go hang out. But, you know, do random things. You see, the soul is all about random.
Okay.
It doesn't do things that you expect it to do. And so all soul work is completely, quote, random, unquote, except when you look at it from the future and looking back into the past and think, oh, well, yeah, that was bound to happen, wasn't it?
Yeah. Sounds good. I'm actually a musician, and I like to go to, bars where there is music, and I always intermingle with the musicians. So maybe I'll meet somebody that likes to play drums in that sense that way.
Hmm. Yeah, don't try and second guess. Just be random.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Nice to speak to you, Margie. And,
yes, same to you.
So I'll see anybody on this who's listening to this archive, and I'd like to thank you, Margie, and thank you to Gabriel for lighting up this evening. And take great care. And I'm going to play. Ah, there's the Ever Beyond End theme, it says here, for the final time. I'm going to leave all the archives on. I'm not going to dismantle the account until they make me. These shows will be available on archive until further notice, but I will definitely make copies of them and keep them on an archive somewhere so they'll be safe. Thank you very much, Margie, and good night.
Thank you.
Join me on the Liberty Broadcasting Network on Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. PT, 5 to 7 CT, 6 to 8 ET, and 11 to 1 GMT.